some of the kind of smiles on my face, the kind of joy is in my belly, and the kind of aroma that my presence, the aura around me, you know, exude. You know, get my point? Those who don't have my face need at least $2.5 billion to achieve that level. Do you get what I say? The quality of my smile, the power of my presence, the joy in my soul. Those who don't have my level of faith, they need like $3.26 billion to reach that level. Rocket gave me a video to watch about billionaires, how they live. And I was just laughing. Men are competing on building boats. $50 million, $100 million, $200 million. And all I can do is laugh. That degree of laughter. That's what they are trying to get from building that boat. $200 million for the free laughter that I have. Why do I have it? Faith. So I don't need the $200 million. I already have it. You know, there's a saying, there's a proverb on my side of the country. They say, if a man wakes up in the morning and leaves his house to go and pursue after wealth, and on the way he meets honor and dignity. He said, what should he do? He said, he will go back home now. Because if he had gotten that money, he would have used the money to buy honor. That now he doesn't need the money anymore. Are you getting what I'm saying? Some people are looking for peace of mind. They say, a man bought, you know, a whole... You know, can you imagine, to get some quietness, he will buy a whole street, kick out millionaires from the street, so that only him can be the only guy there. Meanwhile, when you reach my house, on Wednesday evening, you will hear it, this is the day that the Lord has made. I have a pastor who's my neighbor. I think his daughter is a choir leader. Pastor doesn't have a generator, but he has a horn speaker. You know, if I'm lying down at home, let's say on a Sunday, there's a way I know light, there's no NEPA. There's no power. Once pastor is not making noise, I know there's no power. Once I hear, children of God, I know NEPA don't come back. Believe me, I sleep more peacefully than the billionaire who bought a whole street. That's what I'm saying. There's another pastor on my right. In fact, there are many pastors on my street. I am one pastor. There's one pastor with a church on the left. And there's one pastor living there. It's not the church. The winner's pastor lives next to me. His generator comes up. Mike follows. You know, two of us just donate. God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir. Generator. In the midst of all the generator noise, you know, that's why they put my head down and sleep peacefully. Some men need $500 million worth of purchase to get that amount of sleep. So God's a banker, yeah, they don't need the $500 million. You get the point? Say, yes, I do. Just go and preach my gospel. And I'll do you like Paul, like Daniel. Centuries after, they'll still be reading you when they forget the billionaire. Don't chase after billions. Don't worry. You don't know what God has done for you. That's why you are chasing after some things. They are met, Solomon said, they are men. They have married 25 wives and girlfriends. Idiots will look from afar and say, that man is enjoying if you are not a believer. You don't understand. You want to see enjoyment? Come and see Pastor Banky. That is enjoyment. I've been married for 11 years. I love my wife. I don't want to exchange her for another. Yes, that's enjoyment. The guy is jumping from one woman to the other. He's the one who's suffering. He's chasing something that's eluding him every time. Oh, I wish you get the point. The Frenchman said, love many women. You've loved none at all. Love one woman and you love them all. Say, love one woman and you have loved all of them. So some people wake up in the morning, say, I'll be Abuja politician. You give a girl 5 million naira for the weekend. And Pastor Banky, God is saying, say, Banky, they say, yes, sir. You don't need that. I say, I know. Just phone your wife. It's free call once you pay your CUG charges. So I call my wife from wherever I am. Baby, how you doing? Yeah, I'm fine. Love you. That's 5 million naira investment. That's it there. 5 million. One irresponsible 60-year-old man is giving a 22-year-old girl 5 million to get the feeling I just got from a free 1-minute phone call. All the excitement they are looking for that will cost them 50 million naira. All I need to do is get home. Baby, where are you? That's it. 50 million naira. Can you see? See how rich I am. I think what I have in life, a man with $5 billion doesn't have it. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. Hey, let me get back. I hope you learn something. All this. I did digress plenty. Sometimes I look at myself, say, Pastor Banky, why don't you just order your life straight? Honestly, I did try. I just don't know what's going on. I started from somewhere. Now, let me go back to where we were, Job, before I went into all this confusion on the side. Amen. Did you learn something from that? Because see, the truth I say anyway, whichever outside I say it. Now, this is what I'm making. So, you see, a man's faith, I was saying, is reflected in how he spends money. Are you getting my point? It is. If you really indeed, like for me, that's what I was saying, I believe so much that God has my future in his hands. I don't do anything for the security of tomorrow. For the sake of that security. No, I don't. I'm not lying to you. I do them because of other reasons, which, listen to me, must be directly tied to the matter of faithfulness. Yes. I told the first time I bought stock, bought shares and all of that. People say, because of tomorrow, I said, that was the reason I just wouldn't. And then one day I stood there and I preached a message. He that sows in tears shall reap with joy. Now, then, Charles Ludo just read it out to all the banks that if you don't capitalize to the tune of 25 billion, forget it. So I said simply, he that sows in tears shall reap with joy. That it is time to finance our own economy. I preach it from this very platform. And in obedience to the word that I preached, I did what I told people to do. Now, listen to me. Share price went up. I was not moved. It went down until it almost went underground. I was not moved. Do you know why? I did what I did for reasons different from that which was, those things were reflected. Life as a Christian is spiritual. For me, that was a spiritual thing. One day, my wife was supposed to invest in something. I was traveling. Just as I got to that second bridge, around that 9 mile bridge, I came from this Transekulon. I just said, these people will be coming to my house to talk to my wife. I just said, she should give them whatever amount of money that thing is going to cost. So I called her. I said, when these people come, two young women, I said, when they come, just give them that money if you have it for that particular project. For a second, she was like, why are you asking? And why are you saying this now? I said, no, that you're just thinking about it. Do you know what? I didn't know she was answering that call with those two people in front of her. I was driving. I just called. I was going to anywhere, I think. I just said, you said these people were coming today? She said, yes. That when they come, I just said, why are you saying that? I said, no, I just feel in myself. I said, no, I'm asking you because they are right here with me. I told myself, it must be God that told me to tell her that. Did she make a naira of it? No. Did she lose some money? I think so. Everything put together, yes. Lost some money. Do I regret it? No. Hey, I pray you get to that point in life. You are not the only human being on this earth, though. And you are not the only child of God. And you are not the only one he wants to bless. There are times God takes from you to bless somebody else. Because he knows that you have no problem with it. I don't know what I get my point. He knows if I take from the other fellow, he will commit suicide. He said, you that I'm sure you won't commit suicide, give me small. And I told my wife something that day. I said, you say you like this kind of thing. She said, yes. I said, that's what is called seed sowing. Oh, please. Aye. That is real seed sowing. I don't know what I get my point. You believe, you like it, and then you have to give to what you believe, that thing which you claim to believe in. Women have asked me before, me talk to young people here and there. I've done a few marriage seminars. So people now say that, how do you know a man really loves you? I say, I don't know. May God help you to know. It's a matter of fact. But there's something I always say. I say, a man that does not give to you does not love you. Listen, Not every man that gives to you is a normal person. Are you getting my point? I'm not saying everyone who gives to you loves you. Some of them are criminals who like to bribe. Are you getting my point? Some of them are members of PDP. They just like to bribe people. You follow what I'm saying? That's not what I'm saying now. I'm not saying that but the reverse is what I'm talking about. Nobody who claims to love you who and does not give to you is telling the truth. None. The only thing you should be careful of is to ask yourself, what does he have? Don't let a man steal to impress you. You will go to jail together. Are you getting my point? It is acceptable, I keep on saying, according to what a man has, not according to that which he does not have. If a man does not have at all, then he's permitted not to give you at all. But if he has money to buy 500 naira recharge card, then there's MTN, sell and share, or share and sell. Or virtually every network in Nigeria now has a way by which they can split, even if it's 25 naira card you have, you can give her 12 naira and you keep 13. You know it's possible. So if he never sends you, he says, okay, you know I don't have money. But every time you see, he's always on the phone. He's always making phone call. And he never remembers one day to just share with you a half recharge card. Tell him, say, come. You say you love me. Pastor Banky said you don't. Say, Pastor Banky said you don't. Now, you see, balance is what? The key to life. I did not say, you know, I've said it before. You don't try and impress a woman. Have I said so? Yeah, I said that several times. You don't try. You shouldn't try. You should not try. But, despite the fact that we know you're not supposed to go and try and impress her, what I mean is that pretending to be what you are not. When you're coming to her house, normally, now, bike you they take. But anytime you're going to see her, we know you don't have a car, amen. You not take a taxi. Normally, you know it's bus and keke napep. That's what you use. But now, because you're going to Angela's house now, you now go and take a taxi, just so that the taxi can drop in front of Angela's house. You now come out looking like a G. Listen, my brothers, that is unnecessary. Amen? 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 I said amen?
Amen.
Uh-huh. That one is not, I refuse. If now Okada followed the Okada with pride, say, yeah, stop me from here. Yeah, wait, near their window where they can see me, come down. Come down properly, yes. Okay, did you see that? Oh, that my customized Okada that brought me here. Yes, no problem with that. So I'm not saying you should go and become what you are not. But in the midst of that which you are, something must come out of you towards her. Yes. That's a matter of fact. Why am I saying so? So if I really believe in something and I don't give towards it, you know, sometimes, you know, people make me laugh. Now, I pray you will be able to understand this thing, what I'm saying. Sometimes people, maybe I travel once in a while, you see people say, oh, that your ministry is such a blessing. You have blessed me, changed my life, this and that, this and that. Oh, may God bless you. Okay, I'll just be looking. In all honesty, when there are people that I know very well, I am never impressed. You know why? I don't look you. You're not my source. I've never begged anybody for money. For this work where they do, never. The car where you did drive, it is shine like rainbow. You're looking so... you know my wife sells things. I know the cost of the perfume you're wearing. You now finish blessing me and blessing the ministry and speaking so widely, and you tell me bye-bye. I'll carry out the Thanksgiving and give you back to you. My friend, get away from there. Your checkbook not there. Ask me, say, Pastor, please, what is the ministry account number? Hey, I know you are being blessed that time. I will now say, okay, write it down. Then I know you are being blessed. Now, listen, I hope you can get the balance of what I'm saying. I don't beg anybody for money. Never. 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 And I'm not, listen, begging is one thing. Then using style to wait for it is another thing. I also don't do that. If I catch myself trying to think about doing it, I slap myself in the face and stop it. But some things are right. You can't be financing a car you are driving with 200,000 naira a month, paying the phone bills of 80,000 naira a month,
and telling me that you are blessed by the word I'm preaching, and you are watching it on television, no? The broadcast is coming to your house free of charge, oh. And you thank me and thank me and thank me and shake my hand and walk out. I'll just look and say, they don't have manners where you come from. In my mind. Listen, I know the verse. I know they put out for mind. I will say bless you tomorrow. But I know what is proper to do. If you really listen. Because I tell people that, okay, you were blessed, yes. You wanted other people to be blessed, yes. And listen, everybody, people are on different levels. There are those that after all of that, all they can give to follow the ministry is just 20 naira. And you know in Kingdom World Ministry, those of you who are co-workers, it is acceptable, amen? It is. But then, there are people who are paying, you are paying the bank 250,000 naira a month to drive a nice brand new Jeep that you collected from Kia or from Toyota. And you are using that same mouth to tell me simple thank you. I don't know you. I know they vex for you. Are you getting my point? But I know you don't have manners. Oh, you know what I mean? Spiritual manners. You don't get that. Yes, no, actually, you don't. That is, listen. One day, man, I told this story before. He saw me. He said, I'm very happy to see you today. Now that I'm seeing you, I'm happy. So what is the source of your joy? Amen? Share it with me. That one day I came to their church and I preached. That he took those things I said. He heard me on radio, took those things I said, and he went, that he's a craftsman. And he's going about his business, that's all he practices. And that, do I know, since that time, he's been tremendously blessed. Okay, so now that you are very happy to see me, what is the issue? That he knows he will collect 2 tapes from me today. And he walk and shake it. You will collect this for you today. God punish me if I give you 1 tape. Me, this banking. Oh, in my mind, I removed my koboko. In my mind, I was flogging him like this, and he was crying and rolling on the floor. In my mind. But on the surface, I just put one smile like... I wanted to tell his pastor, say, your people don't have manners. The other day, I saw a man, a lawyer. He got Gozie to introduce... He said he found out that Gozie knew me. And had been scheming to meet me. Finally, he greeted me, almost bowed with his head to the floor. He said he wants to show me a letter he wrote, but he can't show me yet. Listen to this. You know people who have manners. He said the reason is because he wrote this letter months ago, after I read the book, How to Work for God. He has bought the book. He has bought and bought. He keeps buying and giving to people. He said, but when he wrote the letter, I realized that he cannot come and give it to me like that. So he's waiting to be able to essentially understand what he's saying. I said, I do. That he said, please, I shouldn't be angry with him. That he said he could show me the letter, and I wrote it like a month or two before that day. But that the time hasn't come. That he can't walk down to come and say thank you with an empty hand. In my mind, this man has manners. This is the interesting part. He didn't ask me for books. He just mentioned that these are the only one of his books or my books that he has. I walked to my car, gave him the ones he did not have. Are you getting my point? But the one who was telling story of how much God has blessed him financially, who wants to collect from me. That's what they call poverty mentality. He looked at me, said, this is man of God. He has no problems. Let me tell you something. I have parents. Well, I have a mother now. My dad is late. I have parents-in-law. And my parents too. All right? Listen. When I got married, one of the wedding presents my parents-in-law gave us was a car. So you know how much money they can afford. But you know, it's never crossed my mind that periodically something won't drop from my system to them. It doesn't happen. There are times I stretch, we gather money and buy. I say, listen, you don't give to parents because they are poor. You give to parents because they are what? Parents. You know, when my dad died, my mother would say that, nobody can say that you didn't take care of your father. That's what she... The first year's salary I earned working in the hospital, everything put together, complete, without 1 naira removed, I used to buy a gift for my father. He needed it or not, is besides the point. Is what? a parent. It's not, you don't only give to those who are broke and hungry. There are people that they want, hey, I know people like that. They will give you anything, just be, let them see that you are suffering. But once you can't demonstrate that you are suffering, they won't give you anything. That's not right. There's a side in which you give to people because they are suffering. Are you getting my point? But there are other things. You don't give to your parents. You don't give to somebody who blesses you. You don't give to, there are people you don't give to because they are hungry. Your father is a multi-millionaire. I know. All you earn in a month is just this 15,000 naira. I know. The other day, my wife said, I want to send my mother a recharge card. And she sent 1,000 naira recharge card to her mother. I know her mother pays more than 20,000 naira a month on one of her lines. I know that. So what's 1,000 naira? The first time my wife traveled abroad, I was supposed to pay the ticket. My mother-in-law said, no, no, this one I'm paying. I've sent all of my other children. I've given them money to go out. But this is only your wife I've not done that for. So money is not her problem. We just took phone and said, let's do MTN. Is it share and tear? What? Sell and share. And she called back and prayed for us and prayed for. How much is 1,000 naira recharge card? She can use that to talk to her grandson at a sitting. Where's Bobo? That's my son. Call him for me. She can sit on the phone and blow down 1K. There. But that's a parent. That prayer she prayed for 5 minutes. Out of the little money, don't use part of her pray for you again. No, that one, you need it. What did I say? You need it. You know, I told you I'm talking about balance, all right? See, I can't give rules. Time is going to say I want to close now, all right? But this point I want to make. You see, I'm just explaining things here and there to fashion a thought, a thinking pattern into your mind. Only 2 points I've made today. Number one, that money is a reflection of, it's a form of exchange. It's a way by which you expend your energy, your strength in life, all right? And later on you see it, the grace of God also. Because not just, as Christians, not your own energy. Money is also a manifestation of God's power that he has poured into you. Therefore, the use of it is a sign of how faithful you are in using that which God committed into your hands. That's number one. Then number two, I said it's a sign of what you really believe. It is. That's what I'm talking about up to this point. It is. Let me make this point because, let me stop there because I don't have all the time. Look, in details, if you want details, go and read How to Work for God, Grace to Prosper, and listen to those CDs I mentioned earlier. Let me just make some other points. There's one more I want to make today, and then we'll close with it. Quickly open to the book of Galatians chapter 6. We read this several times before, but just appropriate to add it to the one that we are reading right now, and the things we are discussing. Again, this is something I've said to you several times. Just need to say it to make this message complete. He said from verse 6, and let the one who is taught the word share all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. That's verse 7. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. Please, where I'm going is verse 9. Let me jump to it and then I'll stop it there. And let us not lose heart in doing good. For in due time we shall reap if we do not grow weary. And then he now said, so then, verse 10, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of the faith. Now, let me just stop there briefly. Now, one more point I want to make, and I close with it, then we'll continue from there next time. I don't want to make this too long, not to have a long series on money matters again. We've had a series here and there. It's just one thing, which is the main thing in what we're discussing now as part of our faith basics. Paul made a statement here. He said, let's not get tired of doing good. And bringing out something here is this. By quoting that. What I'm bringing out is this. Again, before I tell you what I'm bringing out, let me give it to you straight. The reason why I want to say this is because in Christianity of today, one of the main jobs that preachers have now is to go around raising money. Please, I don't mean that as an insult. Nobody said I vex so. You know what I'm saying? I'm not angry. I'm not criticizing. Have you noticed that some trucks in Enugu, they emit smoke when they are driving? Have you noticed that? If I now mention to you that trucks in Enugu, they emit smoke, are they vexed? No, it's just a fact that, look, sometimes trucks emit smoke. Doesn't mean I'm angry. Are you getting what I'm saying? Some taxis have broken light. Is that not the fact? So if you're driving at night, be careful. The light, the car may just be a car, not a motorbike. It doesn't mean I'm angry. The Lord is good. No, I need to explain so that you won't think I'm being critical and I'm just abusing somebody. I'm just telling you. And I'm a preacher. And I've talked to preachers. I've been to the church to preach before. The man said he was trying to coach me on how to help him tell his members to sow seed. And they got punish you. If you want to die, die on your own. I have a wife that I love very much and children that adore me next to God. If I'm the only God, they know. If I tell them there's no God, they'll say there's no God. If I say there's God, there's God. So I'm the representative of God in their life. For the sake of my wife and my children, I don't want to die now. You die on your own. Have you ever seen a grave dug for two people except they die in an accident? I beg you. Proper burial. It's one man per grave. Leave me alone. I've been seeing caskets all my life. I'm not seeing one made for two people. What I'm saying is that the man was saying it. Hey, look at him. Jaguda. Now who you go kill you define. And then I said, I better go. You get some things where temptation that they push me into. I said, you know you are the pastor of the church. Yes. They know you very well. They will believe you. Go and tell them. The young pastor was very disappointed. One day somebody told me something. He said that, please sir, I was told to tell you that your message today is to use to encourage people to bring money with this. I said, they sent you to tell me that. He said, yes, sir, you decrease. I said, confess. What I'm telling you is not a joke. I said, come. I want to ask you a question. You did mad? He said, sorry, it was a message. I said, listen to me. If anybody ever gives that message, you should know some things that are too big for your mouth. In your life, never approach that kind of nonsense again. He said, sorry, sir. Get out of my way. You want to die? You know, I've told you, caskets are one at a time. Just your own casket, go and collect it. Don't join me. The Lord is good. I know what I'm saying. So, one man, he finished in one church like that. He was going home. He heard a voice. Say, if you want to see your wife and your children before, again, just go and return that money. Told the driver, please turn. Raise Jesus. The man, he went to one church. Hey, fire! If you just give now, fire from heaven. Fire! So people were pouring money. So at the end of the day, he collected his portion. So Americans taught us that one. I'm serious. In America, they do it in a court. You know, the lawyers in America will sue. They can sue a tree, sue your dead father, just to collect money. Yeah. You know, Americans, they can sue your father that has died, that his will was not appropriate. Then when they collect the money, 40% is their own. So that's why they sue recklessly. They said, I had the accident because you sneezed. Your sneezing was wrongly timed. Why did you sneeze when I was about to overtake? It sounds funny. If you see the kind of warning they write on things in America now, there was one they even wrote. They realized I just listed them once. They wrote on the back of a sweet. Please kindly remove the wrapper before you put it in your mouth. Because if somebody put it out, they said you didn't want them. One woman was awarded $5 million, said that she burnt her labs with coffee, that McDonald's coffee was too hot. That for McDonald's making coffee that's too hot, $5 million. Because some lawyers knew how to manipulate the system. Anyway, this man went to the church too. That's where we learned that thing from. Man came, raise money. As he collected his portion and he was going home. On the road, he was in the car. The voice of God came to him, said, oh boy, you like your wife? He said, yes. Your children, you like them? He said, yes. You want to see them again? Why not? If you want to see them again, that money is toxic. Go and return it. He gently turned around, went to the pastor who gave him the money. He said, God bless you, sir. God said, according to Pastor Banky, casket, one person, take. He gave him the money. I'm not joking. He gave him the money back. The Lord is good. So, do you want to talk? Nobody said, I didn't vex. I just did talk. Hallelujah. Now, this is what I'm trying to say. Why I need to say this is because you are going to be put in a fix one day. You will sit down, and a man will tell you that I preached this message somewhere. Somebody sold his right leg and raised 10 million and gave us an offering. The next day, he has 15 legs to walk on, only him. And one man refused, and God removed his two hands and his two legs. You are going to be there. And you want to come and say, Pastor Banky, please come and hear. What do I do? And I will tell you, be it unto you according to your faith. Okay, listen. Unless you're a Catholic, you have gone through, even Anglicans have learnt it. But I think they have repented the recent times. They almost learnt it. Unless you're a Catholic, you have been there before. Okay, even if you're a Catholic or a Muslim, you have watched television. There's a grandmother watching me. Your grandson is on drugs. Go to the phone right now and sow a seed for his deliverance. Is it right or wrong? I don't want to discuss that now. But no, that one, 95% of the chance that guy is just a criminal. I don't mean the boy on drug. I mean the man asking for the money. All right? That's the chance. All right? I'm sorry. It's you that I want to protect. Why did I read that scripture? If you are not a giver, one offering won't give you breakthrough. I've said it so many times. If you are somewhere, somebody putting pressure on you, don't ever jump up there. Go home and sleep overnight on it. The reason is because decisions you make under pressure, when you slacken when the pressure is off, you lose the reward entirely. I want to help you balance because I've seen people that they are so, you know, the mouth of their pocket, the tailor sewed it with araldite. You know what I mean? So nothing is coming out from inside. They lost their checkbook, ATM card, account number, nothing. That money, that bank, nothing is coming out. Why? Because they are afraid that somebody wants to take advantage of them. Again, that is what? Wrong. Balance is what? The key to life. So the main point I want to make so we can strike that balance is this. Whatever you cannot continue as a habit, there's no point starting it. Let me put it another way. Cultivate a habit of biblical financial management. Like one of my friends told me the other day, and I was telling him when he asked me this, that the pastor said they should bring all their money for this month. I said there are messages sent. Now let's assume God spoke to that pastor. I'm not saying God did. I'm not saying he did not. Let's just assume he did. I said there are messages sent to career stingos. You know what's a stingo? Stingy man. There are messages that God sent. He said, sell all you have and give to the poor. Those were things he did not demand of Matthew, a tax collector. You didn't notice that? Those were things he did not demand of Nicodemus. Nicodemus came to him. How can a man, you know, except he talked with the man and told him to go. They caught one man and said, I don't catch you today. Sell all that you have and give to the poor. There was a reason why he didn't tell Matthew. He didn't tell James, John, Peter. He didn't tell them that. Just come, leave everything, follow me. There's a reason why he did not tell that to Nicodemus. But he said that to the rich young ruler. I don't want to analyze the reason now, but notice what he said to one was different from what he said to the other. So I told my friend, there are messages, even if that man heard from heaven, that was sent to people who God is trying to break the araldite seal in their pocket, reintroduce ATM cards and their checkbooks into their lives, that money might come out from there. I said, it may not be for people like you who have made it a habit that as soon as you get money, you take seed for the sower and give it out. And you take your own bread for food. You apportion everybody his own portion. Don't obey the word sent to the rich young ruler. Meanwhile, you are one person that God doesn't have such a problem with. Are you getting my point? Listen, one of the ways why you will not be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, I'm sorry to say it like this. People come, there are all kinds of stories. It's always stories. I preached this message somewhere. A woman obeyed it And then the following day, she became a billionaire. I preached one yesterday, and somebody did, and then you know, people are greedy. Yes, they are greedy. And they are selfish. If you say, listen, this word will go and bless people all over the world, they won't answer. But you say, yes, once you do this, you will become the next governor of your local government. They won't even know there are no governors in local governments. They will just jump up. They want to tap into it. Tap into it quickly, quickly. One brother said, I want to tap into their speed. I say, oh. I wish you knew their speed. Because the man who didn't know what he was saying, though God had blessed him, came and said, I gave 100 today. The following day, I got 10,000. You think that's his speed? The Lord help you. We'll continue next time, man. Please, I just had to finish this. All right? The Lord is good. What I just had to say with all of this is simple. The only reason why you won't fall for all of that is when you already have truth that you are practicing in your life. Are you getting my point? Then you will operate by what you really believe. Listen, let them just say this one. Don't ever give money into what you don't believe because of what you will get. You have just thrown that money away. I don't know what the hell I said. Anytime you get up and you give money purely because of what you are going to get, hear me. You threw it away. Let me say one more time. Any days, no matter who it is who motivates you, and you give money purely because of what you were promised it will return to you, you threw the money away. If you are giving money, make sure you know why you are giving money and you believe in the why. That's all. Then whether you ask God for multiplication or not, naturally, you have sown into the realm of the spirit and you will reap a reward. Let me leave it there. We'll continue that next time.